Great New Year's resolutions. Buy a VCR I can really program. Ditch the 8-track tape player. Save at Circuit City's huge New Year's Day sale. Wednesday, 10 to 6. Be there.
Happy New Year, everyone. My name is Todd Gonzalez, and I am the new host of Additional Prank Contact Show. You're listening to Bonus Show 112 on what the government wants us to believe is January 1st, 2022. My producer, Powerful Snail, has instructed me to use a couple ideas Mono1 emailed the show almost a year ago and then proceeded to complain about them not being used every month thereafter. I also have a few ideas I stole from Sleeve's notebook. Sleeve went missing about a week ago. It's very mysterious. Anyway, who cares? On with the shoe.
Hello, it's Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. It's Todd with the Condo Association.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. Tomorrow morning, there's going to be a maintenance crew coming by your unit. They just need access to the inside for a few hours.
Okay. Now, you've got keys for the place, right?
Yeah, but I'm still just supposed to let you know, because they're going to be in there for probably 2 or 3 hours while they install this gene sample harvester.
Say, okay, so they want to get in tomorrow and do something. What did you say they're going to do in there?
Oh, they're going to be installing a gene sample harvester on your sewer line. Yeah.
A gene? And what does this do?
See, you know Ira over there in Unit 609? He got this new 3D printer from China. It's a state-of-the-art 3D printer, and it uses waste matter to 3D print stuff. And so,
okay. And so
we're going to be allowing him to harvest your waste matter to, you know, to 3D print all kinds of things.
He wants our waste? What do you mean?
Yeah, like it takes your waste matter and it gets placed in the centrifuge, and then it separates the usable sample. And then he'll be able to 3D print stuff.
Okay, I don't quite understand now. How does he harvest this stuff out of our unit?
Oh, yeah, that's...
Does he have to come in? Is there a bucket or something that he goes into and then he has to come by and get this bucket of stuff out from the unit? What's the deal?
It's a device that hooks up directly onto your sewer line and then it takes your waste matter and it places it into a centrifuge and then it...
Okay, but where's the centrifuge?
Oh, it'll be in your floor. Like, you won't even see it. It'll just be, you know...
But you have to go in there every so often to clean it out?
Yeah, there'll be a maintenance hatch, and...
So, what do you mean? You got to come in there every once a month or something and get this thing cleaned out?
Well, no, I won't. Ira's the one that...
I know you're not, but I mean, I don't want it in there.
Oh, no, it's already been decided. Yeah, see, he...
What do you mean it's already been decided?
The decisions...
I don't want the damn thing. You're going to be calling me once a month now to see if you can get into my unit to clean your crap out of my sewer.
Well, no, he'll be given a key, so he won't even have to bother you. He'll just be able to, you know, just let himself in.
I don't understand. Who voted on this? You mean it's going to be in every unit in the complex?
Yeah, no, it wasn't voted on. It was just kind of decided. Like the way the...
Well, every unit and all these the whole complex is going to have one of these centrifuges in it.
Oh, no, just you. Yeah, see, because the way, like, the plumbing...
Just me?
Yeah, because...
I don't want it. I don't want the damn thing.
The way the plumbing is designed, like, it's easy... It's like your unit is the easiest one to hook this thing up to.
I don't really care. I don't want it in there.
Well, no, it's already been decided.
I don't care if it's been decided. I don't want it in there.
Well, no, it's not up to you, though.
If I decide... Yes, it is up to me. It's my unit. I don't want you in there.
Well, no, it's... Well, I'm not going to be in there. It's going to be Ira.
Yeah, somebody else that's going to be trespassing on my property.
Well, no, it's...
Encroaching on my property,
it's not,
without my permission.
It's,
he's going to have a key for my place. He's going to go in there anytime he wants and clean this piece of crap out of there.
Well, no, it's not.
I don't want it.
No, the centrifuge separates the usable...
I'm going to talk to a lawyer because that's a bunch of bullshit.
No, it's...
I don't want you to pick that damn centrifuge. If I find you in there without my permission, I'm going to sue you.
Well, no, you can't sue me. I'm just the messenger. I'm just letting you know about this.
I don't care what you are.
Like, it wasn't my decision.
I don't want the damn thing.
Well, no, here's...
Let me talk to somebody that has any authority at all, then.
I do have authority.
You don't have... Well, you as a messenger, I don't want to talk to you.
Well, Well, why? Why are you getting so upset? Like, you don't understand the benefits.
I don't want the damn thing.
Well, you don't understand the benefits, though.
If everyone had it, I'd say, okay.
You don't understand the benefits of it. He's going to be able to 3D print.
The only person that's going to benefit is your buddy with some kind of a 3D printer.
Oh,
that's the only person that's going to benefit.
Oh, he's not my...
It's not going to help me one nickel.
Well, no.
It's going to be a pain in the ass.
Well, no, it is going to help you one nickel because, see, he'll be able to 3D print money. That's the thing. Like these state-of-the-art 3D printers.
Are you joking here? Is this serious here?
Well, no, of course I'm not joking. Why? What would be the joke?
I think I should talk to somebody else that has some authority.
Using a centrifuge to separate genetic samples
I do not
is
want
no
a centrifuge. I mean, what is this guy? Is he a jokester?
What? Who? Ira?
Yeah, you. You can't be serious.
Oh, no, I'm dead serious.
You cannot be serious. I'm the only unit here.
Why would
I have a centrifuge?
Why would I be joking about using a centrifuge to... Hello, Tom?
I am hanging up on you. Please don't call me back and stay out of my unit.
Hello?
Hello, Jan?
Yeah?
Hey, Jan. It's Ira with the HOA.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know on Monday we're going to be dropping off those body cameras on your doorstep.
The what?
Oh, you know the new body cameras that we're issuing to all the residents? Yeah, we're going to be starting...
Didn't know a thing about that.
Oh, shoot. You didn't get the email back in, I think it was November, had all the details about all that?
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try to bring you up to speed then. Yeah, see, we're going to be issuing body cameras to all the residents in the neighborhood. And so yours are going to be dropped off on Monday morning. I'm just supposed to let you know, to look out for those.
Okay, and what are we going to do with these body cameras?
Oh, you just have to wear them at all times. And then, just at night, you'll just charge them up again.
Wear a body camera?
Yeah, because, I guess you didn't get the email, but we've been having...
No, what is the purpose of them?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me try to explain. See, we've been having some complaints in the neighborhood about certain residents committing microaggressions. And so to kind of combat that, we're all going to be wearing these body cameras. They'll just be recording 24/7. It'll record,
I am not on board with this. No way.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a mandatory thing, though. Like, we all have to do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess I'm going to have to put my house up for sale then. I am not going to live where I have to have a body camera on at all times.
Oh, why not? That's a bad attitude. No, it's a good thing because, see, here's what we're going to be doing.
No, that's not a bad attitude.
Well, no, here, let me explain. I think you're just kind of misinterpreting it. See,
are you crazy? This is nuts.
No, I'm not.
This is Big Brother.
Hello, this is never good at this time of night.
What? Hello, Susie?
Yes.
What do you mean time of night? It's not even 6 o'clock.
Who is this?
It's Ira with the Condo Association. Did I interrupt something?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you mean never good at this time of night?
Well, usually the office doesn't call me at this time.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
And it always kind of worries me.
Oh, no, it's no big deal or anything. There's nothing too crazy going on. I just need to... Well, the reason I'm calling is I just need to remind you that the new Meatless Monday program is going to be going into full effect, starting in January.
So what does that mean?
Well, basically, we're just eliminating meat consumption here in the building, just, one day a week.
Why?
To counterbalance the temperature increase in the building. The email had all the details about it.
Oh.
But, yeah, just there's been a gradual increase in the temperature in the building. And, meat consumption contributes to gases that warms the building. So just to kind of counteract that, we're eliminating meat once a week.
Okay.
Yep. And so just be sure to...
Sorry, but it sounds kind of... dumb to me, but okay.
What do you mean dumb? No, it's
it
all...
It sounds kind of dumb.
Well, no, it's all science-y stuff based, so,
Yeah,
you don't have to understand
dumb.
It, you just have to comply.
Oh, I do. I can't eat a bologna sandwich?
Well, not on Mondays.
Okay.
Why would you eat bologna anyways? It's kind of garbage meat.
Oh.
You could probably do better than that.
Okay.
Anyways,
and who are you?
This is Ira. So anyways, just remember...
Ira who?
John Ping.
I have no idea who you are.
I'm just helping out Arvila. She just wanted me to kind of remind everyone.
Okay.
And anyways, just remember to, you know, just don't eat any meat on Mondays and be sure to hang on to all your grocery receipts and, you know, restaurant receipts. Because you'll need to submit to the weekly receipt audits so we can make sure you're complying.
Are you serious?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I be? You know, it's just, it's no big deal. It's just one day a week. What's the problem? We're just trying to, you know.
Because it's my house and you're telling me what I can eat and what I can't.
Nobody's telling you what exactly to eat. You just can't eat any meat on Mondays.
And I have to submit grocery receipts?
Yeah, just to make sure that you're complying. How else are we going to enforce it? Durr. Can't very well go sifting through your waste matter.
This is dumb.
What? Why are you keep calling it dumb? You're one of those anti-science people.
Well, you know, I'm not there very often, and if I choose to have a steak on Monday, I'm going to eat a stinking steak on Monday.
Well, no, that's just, you're being selfish. You gotta think about the good of the people as a whole, and not just yourself and your temporary satisfaction.
Okay. Uh-huh, okay.
It's just have the steak on.
Who you are.
Just have the steak on Tuesday.
Don't call me back.
Well, why would I call you back? I'm just making one phone call.
This pissed me off. This is dumb.
You're dumb. You're dumb. You don't understand. You don't understand temperature change.
No, I guess not. I'm one of those deplorables.
Hello?
Hello, Mark?
Yes?
Hey, Mark. It's Ira with the HOA.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just needed to let you know on Monday we're going to be dropping off those cameras on your doorstep.
Cameras?
Yeah, you know, the new body cameras that we're issuing to all the residents here in the neighborhood. There was an email about it from Haywood back in November.
I don't know anything about that. I didn't get no email about that.
Oh, shoot. Well, yeah, see, we're issuing body cameras to all the residents. We're all going to start wearing those on Monday, January 3rd.
Why would we wear body cameras?
Oh, well, see, the email had all the details, but long story short, we've had some issues in the neighborhood with certain residents committing microaggressions, and so to kind of combat that, we're all going to be wearing body cameras, and then the footage gets reviewed by an ethics board, and then the ethics board.
Really?
Yeah, and then the ethics board, you know, they review all the, you know, all the facial expressions and conversations and just things that you do in the neighborhood, and then they'll let you know if you need sensitivity training.
The reason why I'm laughing is this, seriously?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, because we're residents. We're not police officers.
Well, yeah, no, you don't have to enforce anything. It's just, you know, we're all just going to be wearing the body cameras, and then the ethics board takes care of the rest.
Sorry for laughing, but I think it's, you know.
Well, no, that right there is kind of a microaggression. You shouldn't be doing that.
Excuse me?
Well, just, you know, just like the way you're not really taking this seriously.
It's not that I'm not taking it seriously. Is I didn't get an email, so that's why I'm laughing. And I think it's kind of not trying to be disrespectful, but I think it's kind of funny.
See, I feel personally attacked the way you're just laughing this off.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm not attacking anybody.
Well, no, you're just the way you're just being dismissive. Like, you're probably going to end up, you know, getting one of those sensitivity coaches assigned to you. But really, it's a good thing, because they'll train you how to, you know, to suppress that kind of behavior.
Do you know what I do for a living?
No, why would I know or care?
Well, I feel attacked by you saying who really cares.
Well, then, like, I guess...
I'm an operations supervisor, and I deal with 130 employees every single day, and I don't...
Okay, well, what does that have to do with...
We fun, and we joke around,
see the
and I am
see the way
not...
See the way you're raising your voice at me? That's another microaggression.
Do you live in this park?
Yeah, of course I do. Kind of question.
And how could you know? You don't even know me to even make that assumption of me.
Well, I don't have to know you. You're raising your voice at me.
No, I'm not. I'm talking to you.
You're being very microaggressive towards me.
Are you a psychologist?
No, I'm just saying. Your whole demeanor is just unacceptable in this neighborhood. See, that's why we're gonna have the sensitivity coaches come in, and they'll straighten you out. They'll teach you how to, you know, to approach people.
You're gonna straighten me out and learn how to talk to people.
Well, no, not me, dummy. The sensitivity coach will.
Wait, and you're calling me a dummy?
Well, no, it's just a term of endearment.
No, wait. You're telling me that I'm raising my voice, but you just called me a dummy.
Yeah, but that's
so
a term.
Who needs sensitive training?
But that's a term of endearment. It's a term of endearment.
In terms of endearment.
Yeah, I'm trying to be affable. You know, it's like a little playful nickname.
Well, me laughing was being playful.
See, you
like
don't,
I wasn't laughing.
You don't know how to interact with people. That's your problem. Hey, who's
really?
That? Who's that in the background?
It's none of your business who's in my background. This is my private house.
Well, tell her to shut up, whoever that is.
Really?
She's just cutting into the conversation.
Really? And you're telling, you want to talk about sensitive training, and you're telling people in my house to shut up.
Well, no, see, you're the one that triggered me. See, like,
I triggered you?
My reaction to this is completely rational and
it's irrational, for one. It's irrational for one because you shouldn't be telling me to tell anybody in my house.
Well, no, it's
to
rude.
Shut up.
It's rude of that person to be cutting into the conversation.
They weren't cutting into the conversation. They're in another room having a conversation amongst themselves.
Okay.
And then you're telling me I'm dumb.
Then you need to go. You need to go into another room and shut the door because you need to.
I'm in my office, sir.
Oh, Big Shot has his own office. Look at you.
Really?
Yes, really. Anyway, so they're going to be dropping.
What's your name again?
Ira. That's another microaggression. Didn't even remember my name.
And what's your last name, Ira?
It doesn't even matter. Look, the cameras will be there on Monday, and then,
Where do you live? What number do you live at?
Ira, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we meet face-to-face so we can have a conversation so we can meet each other and understand who each other is? Well, because I'm never aggressive towards anybody in this park, nor am I aggressive to anybody that I work with, which is 136 employees, by the way.
Big Shot, ooh, I've got 136 employees under me. Like I'm supposed to be impressed or something. Hey, tell her to get back in the kitchen. Tell that woman to go bake a pie.
What did you just say?
I said, tell that.
You asked the wrong woman, mister.
Hey, listen.
Why is that? What?
Listen.
Tell that woman.
Why? Because you're making aggression towards us, and we're not making aggression towards you, but this is supposed to be aggression training, right? But
I'm not the one that's training you, dummy. It's just like the way you're acting.
Why do you continue to call me a dummy?
Well, because you're being dumb.
So this is a northern thing. This is definitely a northern thing because
northern
I'm from
thing.
Boston. Yeah. Yeah, the Northeast, because that's how they treat people. See, but I don't treat people like that. I don't call people dummy because they want to laugh.
I told you I think dumb people are cute. So it's like a compliment. Like I'm saying you're cute.
Oh, really? No, that's not what you're calling me when I made a statement and you called me a dummy.
No, you're being a cute.
Like, I don't even call my work. I don't even call my coworkers dummy.
Oh, here we go with your Big Shot status.
Ira.
Ira,
you got to be kidding me.
Where do you work? Do you have 130 employees under you?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Are you like the manager of a Home Depot or something?
No, sir. I'm not a manager of a Home Depot.
Okay.
Well, anyways. I work with a lot classier people than you are.
Oopsie, there you go.
That's for sure.
There you go, insulting me. Totally uncalled for.
But why? You insult me and you just told the people in my house to shut the fuck up.
Well, I never said shut the fuck up.
Okay, you told them to shut up and go in the kitchen and make a pie.
But
that's not being disrespectful.
You're just putting words in my mouth.
That's not being disrespectful.
You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not. You said, tell them to shut up and go make a pie.
Yeah, I said.
That's what you said.
No, I said, tell that woman to shut up and go bake a pie.
Oh, okay.
I never used the F word.
Right, and I just repeated what you said. You said, tell that woman to shut up and go make a pie.
Yes.
And I took the swear word out of it. I took the swear word out of it.
What?
But this conversation with me and you is ridiculous.
Well anyways,
you don't even know me to accuse me. Accuse me of being hostile.
I don't need to know you. You're being hostile. Like, see, you don't even realize it because it's like unconscious behavior. That's what the sensitivity training is going to help you with. They're going to teach you.
Really?
To
have the sensitive person come to my door, knock on my door, so I can have a conversation with that person and tell them how you spoke to me on the phone and tell me to tell the woman in my house to go bake a pie.
Well, I'm just saying.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, you're letting your woman walk all over you like that. Just be a man.
Let my woman?
Really?
Just be a man. Just give her a slap on the butt and, you know, just.
Oh, really? Oh, I want to see him do that.
And just shoo her back into the kitchen where she belongs.
This call is being recorded on my phone.
Oh, really? What kind of phone do you have?
What do you care?
Well, does it have a good microphone? Is it picking everything up?
Yeah, it's picking everything up.
Oh, okay.
What are you going
to
do with the audio?
Send it to the police department.
The police department? This isn't a police matter. And what
because
are they?
Because this is a scam call.
How would it be a scam? I didn't ask you for a single piece of personal information. I didn't ask you for money. I'm just letting you know we're dropping these cameras off on Monday. It's just
but how could it scam? Because the cops would not allow it.
The cops wouldn't allow it. The cops don't have any say about what the HOA does in the neighborhood, stupid.
Well, oh, yes, they do. They have a lot to say about cameras being private.
Okay, listen.
Ira,
listen.
I never got an email, and all I asked is you to have someone send me an email so I can look at it and understand what's going on. And I thought it was kind of funny that, you know, adults, grown people, adults.
Were you about to use a curse word?
Don't even argue with them. Hang up.
Oh, my goodness. Man, that woman of yours just running her mouth. I don't know how you can stand it.
Right, so you must beat up your girlfriend or your wife in order for you to say that to me, and basically, you know, I should smack them around. Like, what would you?
What?
Why,
no,
what
I
kind
never,
of comment would that?
I
be?
Never suggested that you hit her. What are you talking about?
That smack her on the butt is not being physical.
Yeah, well, that's just a little love pat. Durr, dummy.
Dummy, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot,
Ira. Ira, please.
Fuck you.
Hey,
please. Ira.
Yes.
Stop.
Hello?
Hello, Marilyn?
Yes?
Hey, Marilyn, it's Ronk with the HOA.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know, starting on Monday, we're going to be projecting a dampening field around your home.
Your what?
We're going to be projecting a dampening field around your house, starting at about 9 o'clock.
What does that mean?
It's going to block your internet access. See, our ethics committee, they were reviewing some of your internet activity and social media posts and things like that. And, well, unfortunately, we're going to have to deplatform you.
What?
Yeah, sorry about that. Hello, Marilyn?
Wait a minute. Start over.
Oh, okay. Did you need me to repeat the whole thing, or?
Yeah. Exactly what is going on?
Well, see, we have our ethics board to review everyone's internet usage from time to time. And just based off of, you know, some of the websites you've been going to and the things that you've been saying online, unfortunately.
Like what and where?
Well, I mean, I have the reports here in front of me, but that's neither here nor there. Just the end result is, unfortunately.
It is here and there. It is. It has absolutely everything to do with it.
Well, no, you know what you've been doing. There's no reason for me to rehash it. I'm just supposed to let you know that starting on Monday, you're going to be deplatformed.
You're not paying for it anyway.
I didn't say that we were. I'm just letting you know that we're going to be blocking the internet from your location.
Actually, you're not. My internet comes from a router, and you're not doing that at all.
Yeah, well, that's what the dampening field's for. It's going to block all internet transmissions. You won't be able to access the internet from within.
Where do I live?
Well, you're over there on Circle, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Look, I know it's kind of upsetting everything. There's really no reason to play dumb, but just the way you've been...
Play dumb? I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's no reason to rehash things. I'm just supposed to let you know that...
No, we're not rehashing things. We're not rehashing anything.
Well,
you can't just do this to me without coming to me with proof.
You can't
just do this.
You'll have a chance to appeal to the ethics board, but in the meantime, your internet access is going to be blocked.
Ethics board?
Yeah. Hello, Marilyn? Marilyn, did I lose you?
Oh, you didn't lose me. You people are in for a world of hurt.
What does that mean? Is that a threat?
Yeah, it means I'm getting a lawyer is what it means.
Well, like I said, you can appeal to the ethics board, but, you know, just in the meantime...
Appeal? I haven't done anything. Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on.
I work for a living. I work every day. What do you mean, oh, come on?
Well, no, there's just no reason
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's no reason to get all up in arms and just, you know, just pretend like
really? You're going to cut off my internet and there's no reason for me to get up in arms? I work every day.
Well, I didn't say...
I need my internet to work every day.
Oh, you work from home?
Yes, I work from home.
Well, you can just go down to the Starbucks or something and use their Wi-Fi. You just won't be able to do it here because, you know, we just can't have that kind of internet activity going on from within the neighborhood. You know, it's just in violation of the ethics code.
Going home is none of your business.
I didn't say it was my business. Like, I'm just the messenger. I'm not the one that made the decision.
The decision? You guys are not allowed to watch over my internet?
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, it's right there in the charter. Yeah, we have to monitor.
Oh.
It's not bull. It's right there in the charter for anyone to read.
Oh, no. If you're making the phone call, then you will tell me right now.
No.
If you're going to do it on Monday, yes.
Oh, no, I won't.
Yes, you will.
You don't give me orders, Marilyn. That's not how it works around here, okay? Look, I'm just letting you know that starting on Monday, there's going to be a
You cannot do that without writing, without notifying me in writing or telling me exactly what it is that I've done. You cannot tell me that I've done something offensive without telling me exactly what it is that I've done. You cannot just turn it off without telling me what it is that I've done.
Oh, yes, we can. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Okay, like I said, I'm going to get a lawyer, and you people are in a world of hurt.
Oh, you can't threaten us.
I don't know. Apparently, you guys are just used to bullying people around. I am a different sort. I am not going to allow this. Well, I'm really not.
Well, you ought to just quit doing
that. I'm really not. You guys are just used to bullying people around. I am not that kind of person.
We're not bullying you. We're just trying to make sure everyone complies with the rules. There's rules around here.
Yeah, I don't know who you people think you are. I really don't know who you think you are.
Well, I don't know.
I am still allowed to live my life, and you are not allowed to monitor my internet. You're not allowed to.
Yes, we are. It's
what I do in my own home is my business, and I haven't done anything wrong. I don't know what you think you found, but you're not allowed to monitor it, number one. And number two, you're not allowed to follow what I do online. I work from home every day.
Yeah,
I am going to sue the crap out of you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All of you.
Oh, that's racist.
You people. Racist?
Yeah.
Do you know what that word means?
Yeah, you people.
Do you know what that word means? That has to do with color. I'm not talking about color.
Well, no,
I'm talking about the HOA. I'm talking about
You're disparaging
the community as a whole. It has nothing to do with color.
You're disparaging
it has nothing to do with the color of your skin.
You're disparaging my people.
Your people? Who are your people?
The HOA people. You're being racist toward the HOA.
No, I'm not being racist. Racist has to do with color of skin.
I am
not being racist.
No, it's...
Yes, that's what racist means. Do you not understand the meaning of the word?
Look, you're the one that didn't even read the charter. Don't try to twist this around on me. The HOA are
because you're not
proud.
Smart enough to understand what the meaning of the word racist means? You don't understand the meaning of the word, and yet you toss it out there to me like that?
Well, no, just...
You don't understand the meaning of the word?
Yeah, I do understand.
And yet you flip it out there on me like that?
You do not understand the meaning
of the word racist.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
And you're being racist.
You don't.
You're being racist towards HOA board members.
No, I am not being racist. When I say you people, I mean the HOA, and that has nothing to do with race.
Yeah, and
the majority of the HOA is white, so it has nothing to do with race at all.
Oh, that's racist too.
No, it is not.
No, and you're being racist toward the HOA people, the HOA race.
That is not a race.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a protected race.
It stands for Homeowners Association.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with race.
I know, and
it has to do with the homeowners in the community. It has nothing to do with race.
And we're a protected...
Where are you from?
We're a protected minority. And you're just...
Oh, bull. Oh, bull. You are not a minority.
See, this is why you're getting deplatformed. You need sensitivity.
You are not a minority.
You need sensitivity training.
The homeowners are not a minority.
Yeah, the board members are, though. We're a minority in the neighborhood. There's only a few of us on the board. Duh. Stupid. Don't you know how minority...
I'm not talking about the board. I'm talking about the whole association. Period.
Anyways.
Not the board members.
Look, we're getting bogged down in semantics. This is why you're getting deplatformed.
No, we're not getting bogged down in semantics. We're talking about you trying to do something illegal to me that you have no right to do.
It's not illegal.
And the fact that I'm going to take legal action against all of you.
Oh, woo.
I am going to. So that's okay, because none of this recorded.
There's not
unless you're recording it, which is fine, which is also illegal.
Yeah.
But that's fine. because then I'll bring that up against you too.
That's fine.
You go ahead. You go right ahead.
There's not
you
a lawyer.
Send me anything in writing telling me that I've done anything wrong. You don't have anything on paper. You've done it on phone. You haven't told me anything that I've done wrong, but you're just going to go ahead and do this. And I'm going to get a lawyer and I'm going to make sure all of you suffer.
Thanks again, Powerful Snail, for the suffering my people are about to endure. Enjoy having that on your conscience. And thanks, Mono One, for the deplatforming and microaggression ideas. Thank you, everyone, for starting off the year wrong by supporting the show. I truly appreciate it. Before I sign off, I should mention the found footage of what appears to depict the circumstances behind Sleeve's disappearance. I'll link that in the show notes if you haven't seen it already. And with that, I'll see you next week.
Where you're going has no signs, and you're not going in a straight line. You ought to have me on your mind. I dare you to think otherwise. Under the water, more water. You keep diving, you won't be recovered. You need a clue, now coming closer. I wanna tell you, you've had it coming.
Eyes on the prize, reaping the mission.
You've had it coming.
I lost my sight, but not the vision.
Yeah.
Eyes on the prize, reaping the mission.
You've had it coming.
I lost my sight, but not the vision.
Oh, move your body, oh, look alive. Oh, don't you think it wants out sometime? It's even better than you've implied. Dice on the table, let it ride. The moon is showing over the buildings. Midnight shifts are just beginning. I'll let your head down, I want you singing. I gotta say it, you've had it coming.
Eyes on the prize, reboot the mission.
You had it coming.
I lost my sight, but not the vision.
Yeah.
Eyes on the prize, reboot the mission.
You had it coming.
I lost my sight, but not the vision.
No matter how you use it, which way you swing, even the longest day at some point ends. I'll throw your shoes off, hat in the ring. Show me a hook shot, the whole thing. And welcome Jack, the new drummer. He jammed with the mighty Joe Strummer. I see Ronnie, Greg, and Stewart. I gotta say it, Jay, we've had it coming.
Eyes on the prize, reboot the mission.
Had this coming.
I lost my sight, but not the vision.
Yeah.
Eyes on the prize. Reboot the mission. I lost my sight, but not the vision.
There is nothing to talk about.